Okay, good. Welcome. Welcome, everyone. Thanks for being here. Today is Tuesday, January 16th, 2024. This is the City of South Jordan City Council study meeting. We welcome each of you who are here. My name is Dawn Ramsey. I have the privilege of being the mayor of the City of South Jordan right now, along with this outstanding City Council and our City Administration. Thank you to our staff who's here. We want to thank members of the public joining us in person or online. Thank you for being here with us, and Grace from our Youth Council, thank you for being here. Appreciate you joining us. We look forward to getting into tonight. We've got a lot to do, so let's get going. We will open this meeting with an invocation by Councilmember Kathy Johnson.
Our Heavenly Father, we're indeed grateful that we're able to come this night. We're grateful that we're able to listen and to understand the concerns of our city. We ask thee to please bless this food, that it will be nourishing to us and help us to accomplish the task before us. We especially ask thee to bless us that we'll be able to know those things that will help our city grow and that will benefit it. Please help and direct us that we be able to know the answers or be able to ask the questions and to be able to study the issues out, to be able to work together and to be consistent and to listen to the citizens, that we may be able to make the best decisions that will benefit us not only now, but throughout the future, and lead a foundation for those to follow. And this we pray for in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Thank you. Okay. Before we go to item C, I'm going to ask for a motion to amend this agenda, removing item E. We need to know the point update. Staff at the point got sick today, and so they're not able to join us, and they're very sorry to not be here, but we will look forward to an update from them. So we need to remove item E, and then I'm going to ask that under F, our executive closed session, that we renumber them in this way, that F1 be for the discussion of safety and security, F2, discussion of pending or reasonably imminent litigation, the way it currently reads, and F3, swap that with the current F1 for the discussion of the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property. Safety and security was just accidentally left off, and we're going to make that one first. So F1, safety and security, F2, as it stands, with reasonably imminent litigation, and F3, purchase, exchange, or lease of real property. Can I please get a motion to amend the agenda to reflect that?
So moved.
Thank you. Second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay, seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Thank you. That is amended. We're going to excuse Mrs. Zander, who is not in town today with us. She's got some other things she's doing, and excuse her, and look forward to having her with us next time. And now item C, mayor and council coordination. Does anybody have anything specific that you'd like to do?
So we have the
local officials
tomorrow.
Day on the Hill.
Yeah,
yep.
That's what I was going to ask.
The thing.
As well.
Yep. We have the day. Yeah.
And so do we have youth council going?
We've got a large group of youth council.
I believe
council.
We have about 10.
We've got
going.
Great.
Two tables. I believe two tables that will be set aside for us.
Okay.
Yeah. So we do, and if anyone wants to go spend the morning with them, you can go be up there at the Capitol at 8:30, but they have chaperones who will be with them, and as they participate in their mock trial and some of the things they'll be doing. One thing that I love that the league added this year is that they are offering headshots to any of the youth if they want those taken in the rotunda before 10 a.m. That's kind of cool, you know, just offering it, you know, that you don't have to pay for it. That's neat.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I think if we, if you're not going to the Capitol in the morning, if you're able to meet just at the Salt Palace at 10:45, 11, does it start at 11:30 at Salt Palace?
I was at noon.
There's 11 o'clock as the legislative preview, but.
Yeah, I think getting there a little bit before 11 is preferred.
Okay.
Yeah. If possible, yeah, at the Salt Palace. And we'll...
So, Mayor, is that, are you talking about for the launch, or are you talking about the meeting before the launch?
Mm-hmm.
That's 11 o'clock is the meeting before the lunch.
So yeah, that's what you're talking about. It's not the lunch. It's the meeting before the lunch.
Yeah.
You want us all to be there in time for that. Okay.
If possible, whoever
okay.
can be. And
okay.
if you can't be, whenever
okay.
you can get there. But
okay.
There'll be some really, really good important information shared. If you can be there, if you can't, that's fine. The lunch, I don't have it in front of me. I did just a little while ago. But it looks like I've received 200,000 emails in the last hour, so
that?
I don't know.
Do you know some of the things that might be going over in that meeting before? Or?
So it says if you're attending local officials day but not accompanying a youth council, programming will begin at 11 a.m. in room 253 at the Salt Palace, followed by the luncheon in the Grand Ballroom.
Yeah.
And then there's light snacks in room 253
yeah.
as well.
Okay. Yeah.
So where is 253? I mean, where's the best place to park? That's the question
right?
I'm asking.
Is there?
Fair question.
If I remember right, 253 is over on that west side where we usually have the local officials conference in September.
I think you're right.
I think it's one of those. It's not like up where the big ballroom is. I want to say it's down like where you check in usually. I think 253.
All of those that wrap around there.
One of those rooms right there. So I would say maybe park
or
in that west lot. Either way, you got to walk forever to get there.
Oh. So.
Get our steps in?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm counting on it.
Because
look what I'm having. Yeah.
So, but it looks like, if you're not going to do any of the other, I'd be there a little before 11 in room 253 probably.
Okay.
And then we'll go to lunch.
Justin, didn't they get a parking coffee?
Oh, yeah. How are they doing that this time?
They almost always have
usually
either a QR code or something with the registration.
I'm scrolling through the email.
If they don't, we can probably get it there. So
I'm sure they'll have something.
Mm-hmm. I'll do this.
None of us have access to our registration because we're not the ones who set them up.
Gotcha.
Did we
forward this email that the league sent earlier today that has
that's the one that I read, and I didn't see a QR code. I didn't see anything about parking.
I didn't get one for today.
So last year they had
maybe
QR codes.
And there's probably more stuff in Friday Facts too, but today they did send an updated what to expect tomorrow.
Oh, I didn't get that one.
I'll forward it. I've not seen.
I think this one's from.
I'll find out.
Oh, no, that is from today. Never mind.
Did we invite the legislators to sit at our lunch tables?
Yes, we reach out. I'll reach out again. But they know we're there. They know we're bringing.
Okay, good.
We talked to Senator Filmer about it at the Light the Night thing.
Yep.
We've talked to, you talked to Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to Susan. Representative Folsom for several times.
Yeah.
I have not talked to Representative Ellison or Representative Tusher.
And I don't know if Representative Ellison will be there just for informational purposes. His mother just passed away this weekend and we are sending something from us to him.
Yeah, just
Steve Ellison, Representative Ellison. He now has a part of your district.
Yeah.
And Representative Tusher, I haven't talked to him about this specifically, but
me neither, but I've talked to him 100 times. We'll see him.
Yeah,
he'll
and he's
there.
Always looking for us.
Yeah.
At the team there.
So that's the biggest thing. And aside from that, you all know that the session started today. We'll have regular LPC meetings up there every Monday. There's a lot going on. We have a board meeting tomorrow right after our lunch for updates just since like day one. I know, there will be a lot going on, but the session is underway, and then the other one is just really a calendaring item, which we can wait until later if you want, but you'll see this. It'll come through on your calendar, so just take note. February 22nd, it's a Thursday, February 22nd. You know, in the past, any State of the City address that's ever been given was given as part of a South Jordan Chamber event, kind of piggybacked on with that. There's never been really a home for it, a place for it. And so we're creating a place for it, kind of its own event. We're a grown-up city now.
I like that a lot.
And we're going to do a grown-up city, State of the City event on February 22nd. So I look forward to kind of talking you through the rundown for that another time, but I think it'd be a great night. We've got some great partners that we're enlisting. I don't want it to be stand and give a boring speech. It's going to be really pretty cool, actually. I think it's going to be really cool. We've worked on some really good ideas. And
I think it's going to be different and unique in its own special way, and it's replicatable in future years.
Yeah, and we've talked to, I called some key partners to see if they'd participate in it and come and be part of it, and they all said yes and were eager about it. They all thought it was a good idea. So anyway.
That's good.
Where are we hosting it?
At the community center. Yeah, on February 22nd. So that's all I had to coordinate. Yes.
Are you planning to include the youth council? Because that's the exact same time that they meet and day.
I don't know.
We can see if we've got room for, I don't know if I've got room enough.
I'm not sure either. That's good to know.
I'll have to look at that. Because it was the biggest space that we had, but it's not big enough for everyone we would like to have join us. So invitations, we are actually sending a hard invitation to this event and requesting an RSVP. Because we know that there's more people that want to attend than we actually have space for. In future years, we may have to find a bigger venue.
And we've had an offer of a larger
stadium seating.
We've had an offer of a larger venue already offered for the future. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So when the stadium is done and they have that big space
above it. That would be great too.
Yeah. So it's something we can consider, but that was offered. So. Okay. Anybody have anything else? All right. If not, let's move on. Since we have amended our agenda to take off the presentation by the point, we're disappointed about that. And Mr. Lewis said, Mary, you just do the update about the point. But I'm not going to do it. I'll let staff do the update that they come and do. So we'll reschedule that with Alan and look forward to that. And I think it'll be really good information. I actually really look forward to having this body receive that update. That will be a good thing. But until they recover, let's move on. And I'm going to ask for a motion to recess our city council meeting and move us to executive closed session for the discussion of amended agenda, F1, safety and security, F2, pending or reasonably imminent litigation, and F3, the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property.
So moved.
Thank you. Your motion by Mr. Harris. Can I get a second?
Sorry, you shouldn't interrupt a second.
Thank you. Any discussion?
One question before you go in. After the close, you'll come back and then go into review of regular council meeting.
Right. Well.
Or do you just want to review now?
I didn't even see that, you guys. I crossed right over that because all my notes are mashed right on top of that.
Yeah, I know. I apologize. Yeah. I should have caught that earlier.
We will need to review. Let's go into our closed session and we'll come back and review because we have a motion and a second. We've got a motion on the table in a second. Yes, thank you. All my notes have now crowded that out. They're just written all around it and now that doesn't show up. Okay. All in favor of going into closed session and we'll review the discussion of our regular council meeting following that, please say aye.
Aye.
All right. In session of this work meeting, we're going to turn to our city attorney, Mr. Ryan Luce, for a discussion and review of our regular council meeting, specifically the consent agenda items.
So, Mayor, Council, the majority of the consent agenda items you're familiar with, they have to do with the appointments you discussed last week. So if you had any question on those, Mr. Lewis is probably your best, but I think good.
Tried to capture everything you guys said about who your appointments were. It's the resolutions you've typically seen to make those appointments.
Mm-hmm. All right. So
so we can just move to approve all the items.
All of them, but the last one there is a surprise kind of. Let me talk through the surprise part and the kind of part.
He said he had some explaining to do.
Yeah, this is the explaining. So if you'll remember during your budget meeting, and in the interest of time, I'm going to go really fast, so slow me down if you need me to. In your budget meeting, we brought up the priority-based budgeting analysis of the Justice Court and how basically it's 500 in the red. We're not mandated to do it. It is an optional thing we can do. And so from a priority-based budgeting aspect, it's a question to council, do you want to keep it for other reasons, like we keep Summerfest and other items that don't pencil, but they have intrinsic value in other ways. In past years, the discussion has been, yes, let's keep it. This year, we put a pin in it later on when we were looking at revenue shortfalls based on projection. It seemed very clear that this would be close to the chopping block through the budgeting process. We had planned to bring this back through the budgeting process, and then ultimately do this resolution stuff if a final decision was made in, say, May. By July 1, we need to do it to check all the boxes. It came to our attention recently that the Salt Lake County Justice Court is petitioning the Utah legislature this session to close. So there's two different routes to close your justice court. If you have a county justice court there, you can just give them notice, and then within 2 years, and you can ask for a shorter time, but max time is 2 years, you can close your court and your cases go to the county justice court. If your cases would go to the state court system, meaning if you're a city, there's no county justice court, or if you're a county, if you want to close your court, those all go to the state, you have to petition the Utah legislature to ask permission, because they have to evaluate the strain on the state court system. So with that, when I found out recently the county justice court had intended to petition and that they were petitioning the legislature, we ran through analysis of what would happen then. And our best guess is that if we give them notice, for sure if we give them notice after they get approval to close the court, it would be likely we'd have to wait till next year and petition the state to do so. Because effectively, legally, there would be no justice court at the county once the state legislature did that. And looking at our meeting schedule, knowing that these things take time through the legislature, but some of them don't take as much time, they do a lot of the presumptive things, and if depending where the county's at, and I've tried to find a bill or something, there isn't that. I got my information from the deputy director of the administrative office of the courts, a guy I trust and know very well. He's on the Indigent Defense Commission with me, Michael Drexel. He thinks it should go through. They've been working on it behind the scenes for a while. That being said, I want to give them notice immediately that we intend to do this. Now, if through the budgeting process you find the funds and desire to keep it, we can withdraw that notice, and then we just lose that opportunity. And if you ever want to do it in the future, we would have to go ask the state, assuming the state does permit the county to do it. This is hopefully preserving our ability to just go through the process to kick it to the county, and then as the state legislature, if they grant permission to the county to close it, our cases would just kind of move with them. And we wouldn't have to independently ask the legislature and shepherd a bill through the process, which is significantly more difficult than giving notice to the judicial commission, I think it's called.
I have to remember. I'd really rather not ask the state for a favor on this.
Right.
That's kind of what we were thinking.
Yeah, and I just barely got final notice that they were doing it, because I haven't been able to find anything in the last week or so, week and a half. And then as we were, like, last Tuesday night, I think Wednesday, Thursday is when I told you about Dustin, we just started running through all the different scenarios, Mr. Montgomery, Ms. Brands, and I, charting it, kind of flow charting it all out. And our best guess is if we can get them actual notice before the state approves anything, then it would just go with the state. Because our trigger to the county doesn't require a permission slip. It's a function of law if we check the boxes correctly. With the state, you need the permission slip. I apologize for springing this on.
So how long do we have, like if we say we're going to go ahead, but if we want to back out, what time period do you have?
Well, I'd say before July, because this really isn't due until July, but for the county justice court going through the state, and July is kind of the due date, and the 2 years triggers from then essentially. And so I would say through our budgeting process this year, we make the final decision.
We would be able to see.
But we make the application early.
Yeah. And I think the intent, if we were to weigh it, more likely than not, I think the based on last discussion, we're on the more likely than not. It might be 51-49, but it's right in there somewhere, right? I just didn't want to miss an opportunity to make our lives easier. Yeah. I like the full employment of lawyers and extra work, but not that much.
So do we retain our prosecutors?
Yes, so our obligation as to everything but the court itself remains. We have to maintain the prosecutors. We just send them to the new court they were assigned to. In some ways, if the county does dissolve their justice courts, it's actually easier because county justice courts are down in the county center where all their buildings are. Whereas it would be likely if it goes to the state, we just run over to West Shore. Our cops would still go testify there. We still have to do public defender. Code cases would not go there.
Do administrative.
We will go administrative route on code cases.
So in the legal world, does prosecutors, they have the ability to prosecute at all these different levels? City, county, state, or do they have to go through processes to be able to qualify to?
We wouldn't change the levels. We would still do infractions, misdemeanor C's, and misdemeanor B's, which is what we do now. And so misdemeanor A's and felonies are all done by.
So even county. Though they'd handle bigger things, it wouldn't be, our prosecutors wouldn't be handling those, even though bigger things be handled at the state. Our portion would be just.
So assume everything goes. Yes, assume everything goes to the state.
Yeah.
We would become like Bountiful, Spanish Fork, and a number of other cities that don't have justice courts and don't go to a county justice court. They go right to the state district court.
Okay.
There's a number of those cities out there.
And so, I think that list will grow.
Yeah, what is interesting on the timing is Salt Lake County dissolving their justice court. That is what kind of throws a legal wrinkle into this to say, you know, from a timing perspective, from a desire perspective, do we really want to have to go through the state process? Now, they may say since the county got their application, meaning they started their legislation before we started this, they still want us to go through a state process. And if they force us to, we will. But I would like to not have to run a bill.
Yeah.
So on the consent action items, do we deal with them individually or do we?
No, and Ms. Johnson will remember this from her time. You make one motion to approve the consent action items.
We will have them presented separately.
You don't have to, but
well,
you
we don't have. Well, we don't have.
You
to.
Could just take a motion to
that's
approve.
True.
You can say item H, which includes H1 through H5. I move that we approve
most
those
consent,
actions.
Most of the time consent. With consent agendas,
yeah.
You don't.
You'd say, I move that we approve item H, consent action items, which has 1 through 5 there. You can read them all if you want. You can pull
so
them
how
off.
How long our agenda is, unless someone has something
to
they want to talk about,
one,
I think we should approve them all at once.
That's why we set it up.
Exactly.
That's why we're having this conversation right now, to try to answer any questions just in case, because it's an open meeting, you know? Still doing a roll call vote, right? Okay.
A roll call vote for item H, not for each one individually.
Yes, just as item
yes.
H.
They are, because of that change in the statute, to make sure we get all the I's dotted and T's crossed, we do roll call vote on everything.
Yeah, we haven't done one of these like this for a while.
No,
we haven't.
The reason that we did that is originally when we put the agenda together, it was all the appointments to the boards and committees. We figured we had just talked about it. It would be easy to do it as a consent agenda. Then we added this one, which kind of complicated that. But our intent was to have you just pass them all at once to save time because the meeting was so long to me.
The other part we would have to do is carve out a consent action item, then action item, which was just this one thing, and then public hearing items.
Yeah.
So, which we can do. You can remove this one thing, and I'm happy to explain it in the other public meeting, whatever you guys want.
Unless someone makes some type of motion, I'm okay doing them all at once.
Me too.
And again, I commit to you to keep you updated on everything on the dissolution of the court.
Is the judge aware that we're...
Yes, he has listened to the last meeting minutes or meeting of that budget meeting. He is aware. And I think Dustin and Jason are committed to putting it on the budget just like we were going to. We just didn't want to miss a window.
No, I appreciate that. I greatly appreciate it. Yeah.
Okay, unless there's any other questions, it is time, and I need to ask for, let me go back to the red agenda just a second, a motion to adjourn this meeting, and then we will meet very quickly in the next room to get started with our next one. Take a brief break if you need to run to the restroom or something, and I'd really like to get started on the next meeting as soon as we can.
Mayor, I move that we adjourn.
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, we are adjourned. We'll see you next door.